could speak Spanish to her.
Okay, well, go and do it.
If indeed she exists.
Go. Just exactly. This is what I want to find out. Let's stay there. Catherine's going to come and talk to you. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Hi. I've not been very good for the past 3 days.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
I've been started drinking. And, it's just been really bad. And then started getting depressed again.
Yeah.
And I just can't handle it anymore because, like, I always get better, but then I start getting back down again. And I just feel like I don't want to live anymore because there's no point, is there? Why does everything always have to be so bad? And why can't I just get out of my depression?
It's a tough one, isn't it? It's a tough one. Do you know what? I was suicidal at the weekend.
Was you?
Yeah. Not this weekend, sorry. The weekend before. Yeah, I had a terrible Saturday. All day Saturday, I was in bed in tears thinking, what is the point of me even being alive? I might as well be dead. Yeah, terrible day. And I'm not saying that to play depression top trumps. I'm saying it to highlight that 8 or 9 days later, I still feel lousy, if I'm completely honest, right? But I feel better. I don't want to die right now. I'm having quite good fun. Not right now I'm having quite good fun, but I've had quite good fun this evening, and I don't want to die. And you've kind of answered a couple of things yourself there. You said that you come out of it a bit, then you go back down, right? Well, that means that you'll come out of this again.
But I just feel as if I've failed again, and my drinking, and I used to drink late, and then I went out on Friday and just absolutely drank so much, and I haven't drunk for at least 6 months.
Why did you drink? What were you drinking for?
Because I just had enough. It was just screaming at me.
Yeah.
And it was like that. I just felt like, what's the point? Yeah. I've had enough.
Yeah.
And then, like, I've got pills here, and I just want to take one, because it's like, why does it always have to be, why can't I just be happy? Why can't everything just turn out to be all right? And it's just really bad.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm laughing because I'm identifying with you. What pills you got?
I've got paracetamol and I've got aspirin.
How many you got?
Altogether, about 36.
Yeah, right. I tell you what. it's gonna sound like, don't take those because that won't kill you. That'll make you feel worse. So don't take those, because you're just going to make yourself puke, which is, I'm sure, is not the desired result, OK? So that ain't going to do what you think you want it to do. It's just going to make you feel worse. Are you drunk now?
No, I've not had any drink today. It's just that I've just been crying all day.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, right, there are now chemicals having a little bit of a battle in your body, right? Because you're chemically imbalanced in your head, like I am. So you kind of, we overreact to things, we underreact to things, we hear things that aren't necessarily there, and we hate ourselves, right? I'm guessing you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it? It's actually nuts.
Because I just feel so alone, and I have got people around me and that, but
yeah.
It's like I just feel so alone.
Yeah, I know you do. I know exactly how you feel.
Being on my own is just the shit. I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah.
It's just like, and my nightmares have come back as well.
Yeah. So you can't even get any rest when you're having a sleep?
No.
Have you, let's explore a few things, right? And then we're going to speak to someone from Ecuador. That's got to be worth staying alive for, hasn't it? We're going to speak to a fantasy girlfriend in Ecuador. That can only... we'll have Az on as well at the same time. Okay. Have you? Let's have a look at a couple of things at a time. One thing at a time. You probably don't think you're an alcoholic because you haven't had a drink for 6 months, and you might not be an alcoholic.
I used to go to AA.
Well, why did you stop going to AA?
Because I thought that I was better, and I thought that it was all right, and I was doing okay, and then it was just bang.
That old, listen, the thing is, right, the thing about AA is that it's continual. If you're going to go, you've got to go, and you can't stop going.
I know, I used to go Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. Because I know that there's always an AA meeting every night.
Yeah. Well, and these are suggestions, right? What do I know? Why should I speak? For I know nothing, to quote a line from a film. My suggestion is you go back to AA, because I've got friends who are alcoholics and drug addicts and all these kind of things, and gambling addicts and stuff, and their lives have been saved and turned around. Now, it doesn't fix your head, and it doesn't fix the reasons why you drink or why people take drugs or why people gamble, but it helps get the booze out of the way, so then you can start addressing the issues as to why you feel you need to drink. Do you know what I mean?
Feels so alone, and then
because
I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
And then it just them men that were in my life even though it's 11 years ago, they ruined everything.
Hmm. Yeah, I know.
And I can't get it out of my head. Even though that I've had help and I've had counselling and it was work, and then bang, it doesn't even have to be like, even if it's like a bad day, it just suddenly comes. I could be really good like yesterday and that, and then bang, it's there. And I just feel like I'm a total failure. But I'm just useless.
I know exactly how you feel, and I'm trying to think what works for me. And I know that your story is slightly different, and it comes from, you know, from incidents and things. And I'm trying to think what makes what turns it around for me. And it's tough for because it's you're not well. That's the thing. You're not well.
Even my mum and dad don't even know. They don't know nothing because I can't tell them.
Yeah, it's hard. Sometimes it's harder to tell the people we're closest to, isn't it, really, what's going on and stuff. But you know that if you killed yourself, they'd be devastated, right? You know that.
But then it's my life, and I know it really sounds really bad, but it's like, I just want all the pain to go away.
Yeah, I know, I know. I know exactly how you feel.
I just want it all to go, and I just feel like I just hate everything. I'm sorry.
Right, are you at home now, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, put the pills away, because you've not got enough pills there to kill you. Right, and you're just going to make yourself feel sick. So get rid of them, okay? Because they're not going to do any good. Go. Do you know? I mean, this sounds really patronising, right? The best advice I can give you now is go to bed. Go to bed. Listen to the rest of this rubbish. Get ready. There'll be two shouty men on at 1 o'clock. That might give you the fright of your life, okay? Go to bed. Turn this off. Turn the lights off. And just breathe. I don't know if you meditate or do any of that stuff. The meditation helps me. Just do a bit of breathing and just relax. Doesn't matter if you don't get to sleep. Don't worry about getting to sleep, because if you worry about getting to sleep, then you'll get even more anxious. All you've got to do is get through till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's it. And then you can look at things again.
Yeah.
A couple of other suggestions. I don't know if you heard, we had Matt Haig on Friday, who's written a brilliant book, Reasons to Stay Alive. I think they should prescribe that book on the NHS, right? It's only, I saw it on Amazon.